Radio.
Take Away the Stone, a talk by Father James Grant at the Capuchin Young Adults What Are You Seeking Retreat, held at St. Joseph's Retreat Centre in Bringelly, Sydney.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Lord, today we ask you, to be with us, as we journey through these days, and as we strive to become who you created us to be. And we ask that you grant us this wisdom, so that we may come to know the areas of our life, in which you are holding, in which we are holding back from, and which we're failing to hear your voice, and not living our lives to the full. And we ask that nothing may ever separate us from our Lord Jesus Christ. And especially we ask through the intercession of our Blessed Mother, Mary, who is always at Jesus' side, and we ask for her guidance. And we'll now just have a little prayer from St. Francis, who wrote this prayer about not separating yourself from our Lord Jesus. Dear Lord, let nothing hinder us, nothing separate us, nothing come between us. Wherever we are, in every place, at every hour, at every time of the day, every day, and continually, let all of us truly and humbly believe, hold in our heart and love, honour, adore, serve, praise and bless and glorify and exalt, magnify and give thanks to the Most High and Supreme Eternal God, Trinity and Unity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. In the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. So, today, my theme is Take Away the Stone, and that comes from a gospel passage from St. John, where Jesus goes to see Lazarus, who has died, and he goes in and he eventually raises him from the dead. But before they can get to him, they remove the stone, and Jesus says, take away the stone. So the theme is the obstacles that are in our life, and we ask that these we'll explore some of these obstacles that get in our way from knowing who we are, from knowing and being able to live that life that God created us to live, and to find who our calling in life. So we'll begin with this little clip, and we'll if we can. As you just heard, there are lots of things that in our lives that seem to be distractions, that seems that stop us from being happiest, and even though as Father Lum told us last night that God wants to fulfill our deepest heart's desire, we know that there are things that get in the way, and I want to look at the first one, I think, which as we just watched that video, is noise. And we just heard that our lives can become so full of noise and activities. And maybe sometimes it's because we want to avoid that empty feeling, which I'm not sure if you could hear, might not have been able to hear the beginning of that the DVD, but he was trying to rid of that empty feeling that he felt in the morning. And and so there are all these things that you can fill it up with, and the problem is that we fill this emptiness up with things that are never fully going to satisfy us or bring us that peace. And I found an excellent article which was written and included a little quote from Saint Ignatius of Loyola, and he's kind of the master on kind of listening to the spirit. And he said, this is about the voice of God. you know, how much we need to be wary of what the Lord says to us. And he said, it's true that the voice of God, having once fully penetrated the heart, becomes strong as the tempest and loud as the thunder. But before reaching the heart, it is as weak as a light breath, now which scarcely agitates the air. Now it shrinks from noise and is silent amid agitation. So therefore, now if you want to be able to hear God and to know what he wants in your life, now you must begin to develop habits of silence. No, and we need to limit, you know, some of those things that, you know, maybe we heard in the video, and these aren't bad things in themselves. No, they are great. They are, you know, they are gifts from God, all of those things. They're, you know, the wonderful abundance of God. And even Pope Francis said, you know, recently, you know, technology, what, it's a gift from God, and we should see it as being a gift from God. And they're not, and yet, unless we know how much is too much, you know, we tend to become desensitized, to that gentle spirit that comes in the silence of our hearts. And so I guess we can ask, how much is too much? And well, I think one way of knowing, is that, if you look at your day and you haven't had some quiet time, some private time, just alone with God, just alone with Jesus, and you have no desire within you to do that. All you're thinking of is where I can, go on Facebook, or where I can do something else. Then, and you have no desire, say, to go to your room, even for a few minutes, even for 10 minutes, or depending on, how much time you need with the Lord. Or even better, you go to the Blessed Sacrament, or maybe go for a walk where you might find, Jesus and God in nature in that silence. As Jesus himself, we see him going off to the mountain to find that lonely place where he could just speak with his Father. And if there's no desire within you, it means that maybe other things have created too much of a spiritual static, in your heart. There's too much static there. And if that is the case, then that's when we need to go to Jesus, and we need to ask him, for that gift, so that then we truly have that desire which Father Lum talked about last night. So that was the first stone. Yet the second stone, which is, the obstacle which, which is actually the biggest one, and that is sin. And it's only, with serious sin, the reason why we can't hear God, is because we turn our back to God. The essence of sin, serious sin anyway, is we turn our back to him. And if we turn our back to anyone, then it's very difficult to talk to them. It's very difficult, to hear them. And this is, it's so important. Pope Francis spoke about it the other day, how we realize that when we sin, not only do we turn our back to God, but we also break our relationship with other human beings. We break our relationship somehow with others. And, I can testify to my own life, listening to God, that it's so much of who I am. And when I found myself was through others, through people speaking to me, through my friends, through my mum, through my dad. And when we sin, we end up breaking that relationship, and it's so hard. If you ask any married couple, when their communication is not good, how hard is it? And they end up hearing what they want to hear and not listening. So this, is the second obstacle, is to try to rid yourself of sin, because it's like mud, that gets in your spiritual eyes and makes us blind and deaf to the Lord. And what do we do? And we know that in the scriptures, the only one, that can free us from sin is Jesus. Jesus is the only one. And this is why it's so important, you know, to go to regular confession, to go to reconciliation regularly, because God in reconciliation not only forgives your sins, no, but he also reconciles you with the church. And this is what Pope Francis said maybe a week ago, where he said, what happens when somebody comes to you and says, you know, why don't you go directly to God? Why do we need to go to a priest? And he said, well, because the priest absolves you from your sins and reconciles you not only with God, but he reconciles you with humanity. He reconciles you with the church. And therefore, you know, this is something which happens to you. And not only are you reconciled with the church, but also you receive that sanctifying grace in your soul. And this sanctifying grace makes you sensitive. No, so then once again, you can hear our Lord, and you can even hear that whisper which he comes in. Now the third obstacle, and this is another big one, and that often stops so many of us from living our life to the full. And this is our past experiences. You know, those times when we've been hurt, you know, especially by others. And, you know, some people have amazing tragedies that come through natural disasters, but, you know, those hurts that we have and we hold in our hearts, and some of us have great wounds, and we just need to look at the Royal Commission, and we know that there's the sexual abuse and physical and emotional abuse, and some of us lost a parent at a young age, or maybe some of us had a horrible time at school and we were picked on, or maybe never felt respected by our peers, or maybe we were betrayed by our best friend, or rejected by someone who we'd fallen in love with, maybe a boyfriend or a girlfriend. And, as a result of this, we find it difficult to trust, trust others, or even worse. And I take this from a quote, when this happens to us, it interferes with our ability, to both receive and to give love in return. This is what it does. And this is how do you live your life to the full? That is by more than anything else is when you receive love and give love, and when you hold on to these experiences. When there are wounds there, this, and you have no trust to give yourself, this is stopping you from living that life. And this can also lead to this anger, and unforgiveness, which prevents us, from giving ourselves to Jesus. And this, this is something which we need to go to. And so we ask ourselves, what do we do? And it's not Christian. And this is something you may find, but it's not Christian, to have that defeatist attitude, and to say, my life is ruined. People do say this, that I'll never be able to find that happiness. I'll never be able to be the person that I was created to be. And this, there are horrible things that happen to people, yet to find that fullness which God calls us to, goes beyond that, and we can find that in any state. And so Scripture tells us, which is what we need to turn to. We turn to Scripture, and we know that Jesus always pulls us out of anything that we're in. And this is something Pope Francis, I'll speak about later, tells us, that the Word of God pulls us out of these situations. And we can turn to the prophet Isaiah, and what does he say about Jesus? He says, by his wounds we are healed. That by his wounds, our wounds are healed. And all of us are wounded. All of us come from a childhood in which in some way we've been scarred by our upbringing or by our experiences. But by accepting our woundedness, and by entering into it, with Jesus who brings us out, then we move towards that wholeness and that fullness of life. And by accepting the help that God sends into our life, those people, and by bit, we can come out of it. And that, you know, that is the good news of the gospel. And so we have that third one, and then we turn to the fourth one. And this is the, I guess, this is the stone, which is fear. And, you know, I got this list of certain fears and added a couple of my own, but, you know, how many of us have some of these fears? Fear of the unknown. Fear of making a mistake. Fear of rejection or possible failure. No, fear of suffering. No, fear of not being good enough or worthy. Fear that God will ask me to do something I don't want to or can't do. You know, and I can tell you that before I joined and became a priest, I had all these fears. You know, I can't study. I can't, you know, go through all that. There were so many things that but by making that step, in the end, you know, it was not as scary as it seemed like. And you know, one of the other fears which Pope John Paul talked about, and it was just to a group of men, so you ladies here are being privy to something. He talked about, you know, how the greatest fear of men, or at least a huge one for so many men, is their fear of embarrassment. You know, we have fear maybe because of what the opinion of what others have to us. And you know, we're like, he says, like Nicodemus, who comes at night, you know, to see Jesus. He only comes at night, so that when nobody else sees him, and you know, we can look at the church and we can see there are so many women, you know, and it's full, that yet there are so few men. And part of this reason, you know, may well be, you know, because we have this fear of embarrassment, this fear. And you know, Padre Pio, he used to talk about, you know, talking about all these fears, you know, that even that the great, now, how great an evil, in fact, he even talked about it comparing to sin, you know, that it's even, in one way, it's even greater evil than sin because it paralyzes our soul, you know, it paralyzes us. You know, even sin is obviously something which stops us from going from heaven, and we are often not in control of our fears,